Kinesiology is an incredible feedback tool. You can literally ask the body what's going on through the nervous system, through a positive and negative response. And you can also ask it all kinds of things like emotional stuff. You know, I'm angry or I'm sad. The cool thing was, like, you can ask the body, is this food good for me or bad for me? You can ask the body, which is like the best source.
Welcome to Pivoting Pharmacy with Nutrigenomics, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, a must-have resource for pharmacist entrepreneurs seeking to enhance patient care while enjoying career and life. Join us as we pivot into nutrigenomics using pharmacy and nutrition for true patient-focused care. Explore how to improve chronic conditions rather than just manage them. Celebrate entrepreneurial triumphs and receive priceless advice. Align your values with a career that profoundly impacts patients. Together, we'll raise the script on health and pivot into a brighter future. Hello, and welcome to Pivoting Pharmacy with Nutrigenomics. I'm Dr. Lawful, Doctor of Pharmacy and Certified Nutritional Genomics Specialist. Today, we're exploring a topic that's close to my heart and I believe vital for many of you out there, how to unlock emotional balance through genes. In our ever-evolving quest for well-being, understanding the role our genetics plays in our emotional health is not just fascinating, it's essential. If you're feeling overwhelmed with mood swings or grappling with emotional health challenges, or ever pause to think that the answers to these battles could potentially lie within your very own DNA, this episode is definitely for you. Join us as the esteemed Dr. Jay Dunn. With over 3 decades of experience, Dr. Dunn has dedicated her life to the study and practice of alternative healing methods driven by her own personal struggles with health. Her journey led her to the discovery and development of holistic kinesiology and holistic methylation, techniques that integrate the body's anatomy, physiology, emotional landscape, and nutritional needs into a cohesive healing strategy. As an author, lecturer, and CEO of My Happy Genes, Dr. Dunn's work is at the forefront of leveraging genetic insights to enhance our mood and overall well-being. Her renowned approach does not view individuals merely as a set of symptoms, but embraces the complexity of the human condition. Through My Happy Genes, Dr. Jay Dunn empowers individuals and practitioners alike to unlock their genetic potential, aiming to usher in a new era of happiness and health based on our unique genetic blueprint. This episode is designed not only to enlighten you about the power of genetics in determining our emotional health, but also to empower you with actionable strategies. So let's listen in. Jay, thank you for joining me on Pivoting Pharmacy with Nutrigenomics. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm excited to hear about My Happy Genes and how you came about starting your company. But Jay, can you take us back to the roots? What sparked your passion towards this work and nudged you into this fascinating world of genetics?
Ah, thank you. It's a bit of a long story, but I'll try to keep it kind of concise. You know, as a healthcare practitioner, I've been practicing for about 35 years, but I think a lot of healthcare practitioners sort of go into healthcare to look for some of the answers to their own health issues. And I was no exception to that. Kind of struggled with energy and mood and headaches and nausea and, you know, fatigue early on in my 20s. And I was raised in the medical model. And so when I was struggling with my health, I'm one of those very stubborn people who doesn't go to the doctor unless I absolutely have to. But I ended up going to the doctor and they did all this blood work and said, no, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. Here's a prescription for headaches. And I'm like, wait, what? You're covering up the headaches, but you can't tell me where they're coming from. It just struck me as wrong. And so I started to think, well, maybe it's my diet. Maybe McDonald's hamburgers and french fries are not the best diet. And so maybe I should start eating better, you know, more nuts and fruits and seeds and grains and vegetables. And I got worse. I started to feel worse, you know, and that's what everybody tells you to do. Like, eat, that's eating right, you know, but oh my God, I was so much worse. So I was confused. I was working at a bookstore and I'm reading every book I can get my hands on with about diet, about nutrition. I'm like, everybody's got a different opinion. You know, this person says eat all meat, you know, from all meat to all vegetable.
There's one extreme to the other.
Yeah, keto or whatever. Everybody's got an opinion about how everyone should eat. And so I thought, well, this is just confusing. And then so I went to a health food store and I looked around and I'm like, oh my God, there's 20 brands of vitamin C. Well, how do you pick? How do you start? If you know nothing, it's like, no, way confusing. So I talked to the owner of the store and I said, what should I do? You know, what do you recommend? And she said, well, have you ever tried chiropractic? And I was like, no experience with it. She's like, well, you'd be surprised what chiropractors can do. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try that. And went to a chiropractor, got adjusted, made no difference at all. And I was like, okay, check that one off. And then my roommate at the time said, you should go to this guy that I'm going to. He's a little different. He does kinesiology. Are you familiar with kinesiology?
Yes. But we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah, I went to this doctor and he's got my arm up in the air and I'm going, oh God, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But within 10 minutes, he told me exactly why I was feeling the way I was feeling and what to do about it, how to change my diet for me, what supplements to take, adjusted me. And then within a week, whole new human being. I was like, okay, that was weird. What was that? You know? And so I dove in headlong into kinesiology and it's my passion. You know, I've been doing it now for 35 years, but at the time, you know, it was just kind of weird. So I started using it on people and I was getting incredible results, but I didn't know anything about the body. And I really want to know what makes the body work. I developed this passion for understanding it to the nth degree, you know, what makes the body work. And so went off to chiropractic school after I learned the kinesiology and became a doctor and then studied functional medicine, had my practice for 30 some years. But again, you know, there were some people that didn't respond to anything I did. I had all these tools in my bag at this point, you know, emotional work and nutrition, body work, blah, blah, blah. And most people responded, but there were a subset that did not. And then my chronic fatigue, I had Epstein-Barr virus as a teen. And every time I got blood work done, they'd say, yeah, Epstein-Barr is there. And I'd try antivirals and all kinds of things, and nothing seemed to work for me. And so I thought, we're missing something. And then I started thinking about my dad, who died at 55 of lung cancer, which wasn't a big mystery. He did everything he could to get it, and it worked. But he was a big smoker, drinker, never ate anything balanced. You know, he was not health conscious at all. But the interesting thing was his best friend ended up marrying my dad and living another 30 years doing the same things, smoking, drinking. You know, we all know people who can get away with like bad behavior, but it doesn't seem to affect them. And I went, the only thing we can say is that's genetics.
Right. You
know, right. So I started to think maybe the missing piece is genetics. And so the word methylation kept coming into my consciousness. And I was like, okay, I got to figure out what that is because I keep hearing that word. And did a deep dive into methylation and started learning about genetics and found the answers. That was the missing piece, found the answers for me when I got my genes tested through 23andMe and then put them through at the time it was like one of those algorithms that pulls out about 30 genes. You know, I think it was genetic genie or something. It was in the very beginning of understanding. And one of the genes that came up that I was homozygous for, and you know, explaining that for a second. When you inherit genes, you get one gene from mom, one gene from dad, and that comes together, and that's your blueprint for how your body makes enzymes or makes receptors or makes proteins in the body. And if you have a variation from the normal code in your genes from one parent, that's a heterozygous variant. From both parents, that's homozygous. So when you've inherited a homozygous variant, it can reduce the activity of a gene by 70%, up to 70%. So one of the genes that caught my eye was the vitamin D receptor, and I have a homozygous variant there. And so, in other words, I can't absorb vitamin D. And whenever I got my blood work done, my vitamin D was always very low. And no matter how much vitamin D I took, I couldn't get it to budge. You too. Very common in African-American folks. So I was like, okay, sucks to be me, or can we upregulate that receptor with nutrients? That was kind of my hypothesis. Can we go in there, make that receptor work better so I can get vitamin D in there and get all the benefits? Because we know, you know, how much benefit vitamin D is for so many things. And so I found a paper that showed that there are cofactors for that receptor that open it up. And so I started taking those nutrients, very specific nutrients. Bam, it opened up. Vitamin D can get in. All the other like pathways that are affected by vitamin D started to open up, and my brain chemistry came online. My lifelong depression, gone. Like very quickly, within a couple of days, I'm like, I think this is happy. I've heard about it, you know. But my brain had no ability to make dopamine and serotonin. And so because of that vitamin D receptor, one of the other things that BDR, when I looked up the research on it and PubMed on the vitamin D receptor, one of the first studies I found was that it's a high incidence of lung cancer when you smoke, if you have that homozygous variant. You know, okay, there's my dad. And then it also upregulates your T cell function, which, you know, is your immune system. How well you fight infections very much depends on how much vitamin D you can absorb. And so my immune system started to turn on. Chronic fatigue syndrome of 40 years gone within a day, you know, within like a week. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so, all from the genetics, is you brought up a good point where with the comparison of your dad and his spouse, we're all different. We're all different. And that's why we're going to respond to certain lifestyle habits and nutrition and environmental factors differently. It all boils down to our genetics. And I think it's interesting that you became a chiropractor after your experience with a chiropractor that didn't help. And so that's interesting. Now you are a chiropractor, actually being able to help patients, help people get better. So I want to backtrack and get into the kinesiology. So how would you explain the principles of holistic kinesiology and holistic methylation?
Ooh, good questions. Those are my babies. You know, the kinesiology is an incredible feedback tool. You can literally ask the body what's going on through the nervous system, through a positive and negative response. You know, you can say, is this, the cool thing was like the beginning of it is you can ask the body, is this food good for me or bad for me? You know, you can get a strong or a weak on foods, which is like mind blowing. You can actually ask the body, is this good or bad for me? And then you can expand that into vitamins, minerals, you know, supplementation. Is this good for me or bad for me? You can ask the body, which is like the best source. And you can also ask it all kinds of things like emotional stuff, you know, I'm angry or I'm sad or whatever. You can get a kind of just ask the nervous system or your unconscious mind essentially through the nervous system all kinds of questions. And so I fell madly in love with the kinesiology and studied all types of techniques, applied kinesiology, you know, which was like the granddaddy from George Goodhart, to educational kinesiology, behavioral kinesiology, touch for health, everything I could get my hands on. And kinesionics was the one that really kind of had the whole spectrum of healing modalities, from emotional work, nutrition, biochemistry, or the body work. And, you know, like looked at all possible healing modalities and put it under that sort of framework of kinesiology. Mm-hmm. So that made my practice very well-rounded. You know, we can literally ask the body, what's the best therapy for this person? And I created a much more simple technique called holistic kinesiology, which is, I wrote a book, you know, that teaches people how to do that. And I like to teach lay people because it's so powerful to be able to just, you know, take care of your tummy troubles and your colds and flus and, you know, all the little aches and pains. You can test things and get a better idea of what's best for you.
So if I came to you, Jay, with, let's say, a headache, how exactly do you use holistic kinesiology to determine the source of that headache?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there's like headache points. So you can say, oh, you know, my headache's up here, and you can actually therapy localize to it and test. And if it goes weak, you know that that's, you know, okay, you're getting feedback about that. And then you can like put things next to you, next to your body that might remedy it, and, you know, and find out what would balance it. And that gives you an idea of what might be causing it. So a lot of times there's food allergies involved. So you can test for foods, you can test for supplementation that you might need, toxins, hormones can cause headaches. So you can kind of tease out where the, like kind of the source of it is through asking the body questions and challenging it. So it's kind of cool that way.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. And, you know, with the holistic kinesiology, to my understanding, it's a unique combination of, as you mentioned, with anatomy, physiology, emotional work, body work, and nutrition. how exactly does it work in achieving mental balance without medications?
Well, that really kind of came about with the holistic methylation. So this was the next generation where we were looking at biochemical pathways, you know, how does, like when I mentioned the vitamin D receptor, how does my brain make serotonin and dopamine, or are there genetic variants that kind of interfere with that? Or if you are making serotonin and dopamine, can you break them down efficiently? Do you have genetic variants that keep you from breaking them down? Or do you have a combination of those things? So if you can't make serotonin and dopamine correctly, then you're going to be depressed. If you can make them but can't break them down, you're going to be anxious and irritable and ADD. If you can break down one of them and not the other, if you can't break down serotonin, it makes you very irritable, aggressive, and anxious. And if you can't break down dopamine, it gives you a little bit of an ADD kind of thing. So we look at, you know, what are the genes you've inherited that keep you from balancing out your brain chemistry? And this was like, again, you know, for me, it was the thing that changed my life. And so I really focused a lot on looking at those biochemical pathways. So when you upregulate the vitamin D receptor and your body increases the absorption of vitamin D, it upregulates another enzyme called tyrosine hydroxylase that turns tyrosine into dopamine, and another enzyme called the tryptophan hydroxylase that turns tryptophan into serotonin. So those pathways start working. But if you have other genes like the MAO gene, if you have a variant there and a slow-moving enzyme, and you start upregulating serotonin production, you can send somebody right into aggression and irritability. Or if they can't break down the dopamine you just made or the adrenaline that you just made, then you're going to send them into anxiety and ADD. So you have to understand the, you know, the pathways. And that was what we did with holistic methylation, is we started to look at not just brain chemistry, but, you know, the citric acid cycle and the, you know, those electron transport chain. How is mitochondria functioning? There are genetic variants that will keep you from being able to make energy out of your food. And when we do that, that's fatigue and weight gain and high blood sugar and insulin resistance and high cholesterol and all those things that go with that. You know, the things that really affect the Americans the most are those interruptions in those pathways. So we looked at a bunch of different biochemical pathways and where are the genetic variants in there that can cause, you know, these inherited kind of risks.
Right. Thank you for sharing that. And now going back to, like, you mentioned some of those genetic variants, like specifically with vitamin D. What's another common genetic variant that you've noticed has a lot of impact on emotional health?
The COMT is a biggie, and I think it's pretty well known too. That's the catechol-O-methyltransferase, and it's an enzyme, and its job is to break down adrenaline, dopamine, and norepinephrine. And if you can't do that, if you have a slow-moving enzyme, then this person is going to be they're really cool people. They're usually very energetic and creative and, you know, always thinking and always moving. They got to keep moving. But there's a lot of anxiety there, and they often don't sleep well, and they just can't shut it off because their bodies can't get adrenaline out. It makes them also highly susceptible to PTSD or panic disorders, et cetera, because their adrenaline levels are, you know, higher than normal. They should be down here, and they stay kind of here because their body can't really metabolize the adrenaline the same way some other people can. And it's not like a defect, it's more of a variant. So these people, the ancestors of these people probably were able to spot danger before anybody else because they're aware of everything around them. They're always, like, you know, worrying about everything and looking around. The VDR people like me are just like, you know, we're slow moving, we're kind of depressed. But if I take my supplements, I'm not. I'm more up in here in this higher energy level and happyville. The other one is the MAO gene, which is the warrior gene. And I'm sure you're familiar with that one.
Yes.
The MAO monoamine oxidase, and that's the enzyme that breaks down serotonin. And so if you can't break down serotonin, serotonin causes a lot of irritation. You know, we all think, oh, more serotonin, more happy. This is not the case. High serotonin can be very irritating to the nervous system. It's inflammatory as well. So it causes a lot of aggression. And these are the warriors, you know, that are like bit high temper, you know, and irritable. And their ancestors, I'm one of those too. My great 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 grandfather was William the Conqueror, so he was not a nice person. So I have a little tendency to get irritated. And then when I do, I know that I need to take that specific nutrient that upregulates that MAO to get it to break down the serotonin that I'm making. So it's cool that you can just like change your personality through understanding these interplay of genes and what nutrients actually upregulate them and balance out your brain. And so I call it biochemical nirvana.
I love it. I love it. And it makes sense as well with another field of pharmacogenomics, where we look at the genetics to determine the potential efficacy and safety of medications for an individual. So with the MOA, that reminds me of like why certain serotonin based medications are not going to be effective for some, or more prone to have some adverse effects for certain people based on what variant they have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where a lot of, you know, imagine somebody who's got an MAO gene and you give them an SSRI and you've just cranked their serotonin, they're going to go into a rage. And I'm wondering, sometimes I wonder, and there are people that think that this is where a lot of school shootings come from, you know, from misprescribed antidepressants and medications like that, that are, like you say, wrongly prescribed for somebody with certain genetic variants.
So. Yeah. We've come so far, there's everyone should just be tested before being put on certain medications, especially medications that can affect our psyche, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, like you and I kind of talked about momentarily, if you can do it with natural remedies, if you can upregulate that MAO, or if you can get the VDR going so that you make serotonin and dopamine correctly, then there's not a need for most people. And I'm not dismissing the whole field, because I think it's saved a lot of lives. But I think there are a lot of people who could benefit from like precision nutrients or nutrigenomics that upregulate their genes so that their brain chemistry is balanced. And I've seen it happen over and over. And patients are coming back in and they're going, oh my God, I just feel the most used word I hear is content, you know, and it's just fascinating. And I've seen it with even drug addicts. I've worked with the first one I did was an interesting case. She was a meth addict. And she had two small children at home, and she was frequently going off and leaving them. When you get hooked on meth, you know, you just forget about the rest of the world, right? And the kids would call they were like 6 and 8, I want to say, and they would call their aunt and say, hey, mom's gone again, can you come and get us? And she would pick them up, and it's like, okay, we got to wait for her to come back again. But she brought her into the office and said, can you do something with this? And I said, I don't know. Let's try it. It was the beginning of when I first started working with this this way. And I said, let's try it. Let's try a genetic program. We'll look at all her variants, design this nutritional program for her. And she came in a week later and I said, you know, how's it going? She goes, I have absolutely no desire for meth. I just don't want it. I said, okay, that's good. We'll see what happens in a month, you know, and a few months down the line. Because, you know, addicts, they'll go, yeah, I'm better. I'm
fine. Right.
And then, yeah, they go back. And so a year went by. She got her kids back. She got her job. No meth use. She just completely stopped. And then she went off her supplements and then went right back to meth. So the family called me up and said, hey, you know, don't let her run out of her supplements. We will pay, you know, put her back on the program. And she went back on the program. And I look at her now, it's like 15 years down the line. She's fine. She's getting married. And, you know, she has a full life. She has her life back. And meth is a very bad, you know, downward spiral. And so I saw that with cocaine use. I saw it with alcohol use. And that's not saying there aren't other extenuating things like environmental and emotional abuse and traumas, right, and things that can drive people to use these things. But if you take away the biochemical reason for it, then the willpower is a lot more apt to take it the rest of the way there. So that's been pretty fascinating to see. We're flooding the brain with dopamine, and dopamine is usually the thing, you know, that people are looking for with a drug addiction or a sex addiction or alcohol or whatever. They're looking for that dopamine hit because they're born with low dopamine or low dopamine receptor activities.
Wow, that's amazing. Who would have thought that just having those supplements could help someone get over their meth addiction?
It's biochemistry, you know, like that's true. Why I'm so in love with it.
Yeah. So Jay, your company is My Happy Genes. Can you explain the concept of My Happy Genes and especially how individuals can optimize their genetic potential for better health and happiness?
Yeah. So, you know, the holistic methylation is a pretty time-intensive muscle testing system that kind of identifies these biochemical pathways interruptions. And it's clunky. Not everybody is really open to kinesiology or muscle testing. And some people want that like objective test, or they just don't have the time or the bandwidth to go and get tested. Or doctors that want to do this work, they don't do muscle testing. So I created this, my Happy Genes software algorithm. I'm like, okay, what if we did this with software? The things that I were doing in the clinic with muscle testing, let's try it with a software algorithm. And so I tried to replicate what we could do in office, in the clinic, with this software. And so we test for 675,000 SNPs, the single nucleotide polymorphism, those little changes in the DNA that can lead to these enzyme imbalances that cause potentially are at risk for diseases. And we report on 585 currently genes. You know, I told you about starting with the 30 that, you know, that I got tested. And then we've expanded to 585 at this point and still expanding. I keep adding new genes in there. But the algorithm, you know, we have fiber. Once you get your DNA tested, and it's all very private, I'm very concerned about people getting their genes tested and having an exposure possibly to whatever hackers or whatever getting their info. So we're very adamant that your sample, it's a swab. And so your swab sample will never have your information on it. It's got a barcode that you hook up to an email. And so we don't know anything about you. They don't know anything about you. That sample goes to the lab with only a barcode, and then it's destroyed after 3 months. But then we get that data back. The data comes back. And we use Illumina, which is like top of the line as far as DNA analysis with this private lab. And then we pull out the information out of that from your genes. And we look at what homozygous variants do you have? What heterozygous variants do you have? What are your normal gene codes? And then we give you reports. So like the first report is mood and personality. It looks at, do you have the MAO? Do you have the COM? Do you have, you know, the combo? And it looks at, do you have a higher risk of being anxious or depressed or OCD or PTSD, ADD, you know, we look at those risks, addictions of all kinds, you know, the alcohol, opioids is in there. Even entrepreneurial tendencies, we can tell through your genetic report, which is very, it's kind of cool. You learn a lot about yourself, like, oh, that's why I'm always starting a new business.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. And I'll read it to people and I'm like, this is the way you are, and before I even know them. And they're like, oh my God, how do you know that? You know, it's like, it's so accurate at determining your personality. And then we give you the actual gene table. Like, these are all the genes you inherited. This is whether you're heterozygous, homozygous, blah, blah, blah. And you can click on any of those and open them up. And it takes you right to the studies, you know, that have shown this is how this gene works. And this is what the risks are of having a variant there. And so it's a ton of research that you can do. All PubMed studies, you know, as much as I could get the best of the best studies on PubMed or National Institute of Health studies. And then the second report is diet and lifestyle. What foods you should avoid, like is it nightshades, gluten, lactose? What are your best combination of nutrients, carbs, fats, proteins? Which ones are better for your genetic physiology? So there's a whole list of those different things. And then we look at your disease risks. Are you at high risk of autoimmune, cardiovascular, Alzheimer's, brain dysfunction, cognitive decline, COVID risk, you know, on and on. There's a big list of different health risks. And this is only available through practitioners. So the consumer can get the first two, the mood and diet. But we really wanted people to be under the supervision of a physician when they read their health risks. So we don't want them freaking out saying, oh my God, I'm going to get Alzheimer's.
Okay. You know,
it's a risk. And so we wanted them to be under the care of somebody who understands what they're looking at. And the fourth one is a biochemical pathway. So we look at how well are you methylating? How well are you making neurotransmitters? How well are you detoxing? How well are you breaking histamine down? How well is your mitochondria functioning, at least genetically? Where are your stumbling blocks, you know, to your health? And then the fifth one is a supplement recommendation, and it's based on the answers to your questions. What symptoms are you having? And then we can correlate those with, okay, you have the gene that keeps you from breaking food down into energy and you're tired. okay, this is probably what's happening there. And then these are the nutrients that upregulate that particular pathway. So it's an algorithm that's patented that looks at that, you know, that combination of biochemical pathways, your genes, and your symptoms that you're having to get very precise with your supplementation.
Yeah, it's like looking into a crystal ball for some people, right? And be able to tell what they could potentially be at risk at. But we know that that's, although it's in their genetic code, it doesn't mean it has to happen, right? And I use something similar as well, where just as you described, and my clients will say, how'd you know that? How'd you know that? Or this is exactly what's going on. And the beauty of these genomic tests is that when the clients get the results, they finally have answers.
Yes.
This light bulb goes off and everything makes sense to them now.
Right. And it's very compassion giving because, you know, a lot of people beat ourselves up. We go, why can't I just be happy? Why can't I just be positive? Why can't I just have energy? Why can't I just go for a walk and quit eating sugar, you know? And the answers are in there. And so when people find it, it's like, oh, wow. Like you say, it's like that explains it, you know. But it's also affirming that you can do something about it, you know, and that's the beauty of nutrigenomics, right?
Exactly. You can do something about it.
Yeah. So it's our diet, our lifestyle, supplementations that we take, all of those affect the expression of these genes. And that's what we call epigenetics, right? So it's not like, oh, I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to have to live with it. People are scared to get their genes tested because they think, I don't want to know. You know, but if you know and you can do something about it or prevent what's coming down the line, then it's very empowering.
Yeah, it is.
We'll continue our conversation with our guest in our next episode. Until then, always remember, in your journey as a healthcare professional, always raise the script on health, because together we can bring healthcare to higher levels.